And we're off. What's up, everybody? This is Chris Bragg, the host of Bragg Out Loud, in conjunction with Layoff the Cast Down host Dylan Odom, Mr. Nova himself. We're doing a special SummerSlam preview for you.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
And joining us this evening is our good friend, Mr. Brian Willie. What's up, Brian?
It's going, man. I'm glad to have you all here tonight, and let's talk wrestling.
Yeah, in case you guys aren't aware, why would you be? Mr. Willie is hosting this event this evening, so for that, we appreciate it. He bought us some pizza, slacked on the beer a little bit, but sweet tea was pretty good.
I offered moonshine.
Yeah, well, we want to get through this podcast first. Although, if we would have drank moonshine when we first got here and started, we'd probably be sober enough to get through it now. But also here with us tonight is Adam Odom, who may or may not chime in throughout the evening. If you hear something that sounds like a Harley, it's probably him snoring. So he's pretty tired tonight. But
still not talking.
Hear that? That was him.
There you go. So we are going to preview SummerSlam coming up from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm actually pretty pumped for this show. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good show. The card is really stacked. You've got some matches I really didn't think we'd be seeing, especially this soon, with guys like Nakamura and Jinder Mahal. Who would have thought 2 years ago, even 6 months ago, that if we said Jinder Mahal would be defending the title against Shinsuke Nakamura at SummerSlam, the second biggest show of the year? I mean, did anybody call that?
I didn't even think Jinder Mahal would still be here.
I called it back when he debuted. I was like, that guy looks like a champ.
I don't know. I still thought Drew McIntyre or Heath Slater would be better at 3MB. You know, I thought Jinder Mahal was going to be that third guy. But
come on, he's got kids.
So do I. What does that say? Apparently, I can't keep a job.
Do you have
that makes in-ground pool? Marty Jannetty.
Do you have a pool, though?
I did have an above-ground pool. My parents bought us my
We're coming myself. For you, Heath Slater.
Yeah. Brian, make sure you not to forget the Cheese Whiz and the crackers.
The Eagle.
What did you just call me?
It's not that kind of show, Dylan.
Sorry. trying to keep it PC.
Anyway, let's start off with the card. Like I said, it should be a good card. From what I understand, the rumor is that the kickoff show hasn't been officially announced, but the New Day against the Usos for the SmackDown Live Tag Team titles are going to be on the kickoff show. That's the rumor. I hope it's not. I think these guys deserve a little bit of time on the main show, but with that being said, we'll start off with this. I think it's been a pretty good build. The New Day, always entertaining. I think they've done a good job of keeping them out of the ring together. They've jumped each other a couple times in the last few weeks. Had them interacting, but it's still been minimal. I love the idea that Usos interrupting their intro a few weeks back. Should be a good match. Dylan, what do you think?
Well, it's hard to say. For me, personally, the New Day, when they first started, I was very, what are we doing? You know, I think everybody was kind of collectively just like, what is this? You know, what are they going to do with this? And then it was not too long after that that the more ridiculous they got, the more that fans and myself were just like, wow, like this actually took a good turn. So I've been impressed with them. But as of lately, I feel like they've really had to have this angle going. And it's been good, but at the same time, like they really did need this because they were, for me, starting to get stale. So I'm glad to see that they're doing something. So that is the only reason I really wouldn't care for them to be in the kickoff show, because the talent in that match is just really going to waste.
And I'll tell you, that's one of the things that upsets me about them breaking up America Alpha is the tag team situation is kind of starving a little bit again, and I think they need to fuel it back up. And to this point that, you know, the Usos and New Day have been just going round and round, and we're ready to see somebody else jump in that situation. And I'd really be happy to see this finish that and jump into the next one.
Speaking of the tag belts and rumors, I also heard a rumor recently that they're rumored to have bringing in the women's tag belts as well. So I'd be interested to see that.
I would, as much as I'd love to see the women get a little more of a push as a whole, I'm not sure if a tag division for the women is worthy, unless they're going to use the Mae Young Classic to boost some of those. Maybe it's going to be a vehicle for the four horsewomen from MMA to come in.
They just really got to do something different, just because we've been seeing the same multi-woman match, because, you know, if I'm wrong, correct me, but there's normally only one big women's match per pay-per-view, and they could actually, you know, spread this out if they would put a little more women into the roster, you know, maybe, like you said, via the Mae Young Classic, we could see the development of a tag team women's division.
And what does that say? We started out talking about SmackDown tag team titles between the Usos and the New Day, and we end up talking about the women's division. So getting back to that real quick, I will say this. I really enjoy the Usos as a heel team. I think they've done a great job. I think they've stepped up their game a lot, becoming that team, becoming that antagonist, if you will.
I agree. They've showed much more talent as a heel. And it's really kind of put new life in the team.
But I agree with you, Brian. I think this should be the end of the line for this feud, at least for now. You know, they're pushing Fandango and Tyler Breeze. They're pushing those guys really well. I love the Faction Files. Those things are just absolutely hilarious. I really enjoy them. I think they're probably going to be the next contenders. I think you'll probably see them challenge for the tag team titles against the Usos, who I think will come out of this match victorious as the tag team champions.
Oh, so you're putting it down there. There's your prediction?
Yes. Okay. I do believe the Usos will win the tag team titles. I just think there are no other heels in SmackDown to challenge the New Day right now. I mean, am I missing anybody?
And that's fine with me, because the New Day's made. We're really still trying to get this new version of the Usos. You know, we're trying to push them into their own right now. So they're not the New Day are not the ones who need this win right now. And I believe that the Usos will. I also believe that the Usos will win.
I'm gonna make a bold prediction that I think the New Day win, and it turns out they're the ones that have been doing all the damage to the Fandango.
That's a possibility. It's not a turning out of the realm. Yeah, I mean, it could be. You know, they could be thinking they're just playing jokes, you know, having a good time. I don't know what that says about Fandango and Tyler Breeze being booty or not booty. But, yeah.
I'd certainly be okay with the heel turn, only because that would be a fresh change for the New Day, because they've kind of run out of shtick for me right now. That, I mean, we get the pop culture references and it's all great. There's nothing that they're doing wrong. It's just they've kind of plateaued for me. So I'd like to see that.
I can definitely see that happen. That would be a very interesting twist on the whole situation, having New Day turn heel. So you might be onto something, Brian. That's a pretty good observation. Next up, let's move over to Raw for a moment and talk about the Big Show versus Big Cass. Now, I'm sorry. I don't like the idea of them breaking up Big Cass and Enzo. I think those two guys, they've got some serious chemistry together. Yes, they had gotten a little stale, but I still think they had a little bit more to give. And I'm still not sold on Big Cass being a singles superstar. Brian, what do you think?
I'm with you. I think he was much better with Enzo kind of doing the talking and Cass doing the main fighting. I'll tell you, I looked for Big Show to put him over in this match, because it's the push going. They kind of got to put him over. But I do believe he'll fall flat if he doesn't come up with a better image on his own.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And I agree with your prediction, just in that this is another situation where the main man here is Big Show. Big Show does not need a win over Big Cass. So,
not at all.
Yeah, so Big Cass I look to see go over. I don't know whether it will be clean or not because this looks to be a feud that they could continue, and they would be smart to do so. So I also agree. I think that Big Show puts over Cass, and I guess that's what I'm putting down.
Now, here's the variable in all this. Enzo is supposed to be hanging above the ring in a shark cage. So that was
is that real?
Yes, that was the stipulation. Yeah, I know you said you didn't see. I didn't mean to spring that on you. Spoiler alert. But yeah, that was announced last week on Raw that Enzo is going to be hanging in a cage. So should that play a factor? I agree with both.
Are they fighting for him? Or are they fighting? The prize is Enzo. The prize is who gets to take home Enzo? Because both of them could carry him in their arms like a little baby.
My idea was that Vince realized Shark Week was 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. Sharknado was last week. By the way, Sharknado 5 was just as ridiculous as all the rest, and it was great. Another topic for another day. Adam,
Shark Week, pal.
Now, here's a kind of out there scenario. Enzo somehow interferes with the match from the cage.
No.
For Big Cass to win, and they both turn heel.
Turn on Big Show. Or, in an even bolder prediction, they cover the cage with a blanket, and at the end, it is revealed to be David Blaine.
What about Chris Angel? Is he still a thing?
I don't know. Maybe that's a good gimmick.
Could be.
Chris Angel, the mind freak.
What about David Copperfield? Is David Copperfield still alive?
Is he? Yeah.
Yep.
Is he going to make Big Show disappear?
Hey, he did it to the Statue of Liberty. Why not?
He did it to what? An elephant? A jet? Big Show, you know?
The real trick will be making Big Show turn another face to heel turn in the same night.
The question is, who did better? David Copperfield making the Statue of Liberty disappear? Or Vince McMahon making Chris Benoit disappear?
Yeah. Speaking of which, that's a name we hadn't talked about in a while. Probably won't. Can you believe it's been 10 years?
Yeah, that's crazy.
This summer was 10 years since Chris Benoit and his murdered his wife and child. And
I still remember letting you know, and you were like, "No, there's no way. What do you mean?"
Yeah, that's one of those things you never forget where you were, or at least I won't. Might be a good topic for another time.
Yeah.
But Chris Jericho actually just did a, not really a tribute, but he actually did a looking back at Benoit's career on his podcast. Really good listen. Make sure you go check it out, Talk is Jericho. Thank you, Chris. There's a plug for you. For all our listeners, we'll go over and listen to yours. Maybe you'll eventually get as successful as Leth Cast Down to Brag Out Loud. That was a joke, of course.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I agree with you guys. I think Big Cass has to go over. I think the Big Show, as we said, is he's made. And he has nothing left to prove in this sport. I think he's one of the most underappreciated wrestlers ever. I think Big Show, anything he's ever been asked to do, he's always done it and always done it well. But Big Cass, he's going to get the big push. I think he is on his way to being a top guy, whether the fans want it or not. I think Vince McMahon wants it, but I think Big Cass goes over. How Enzo is going to play into that, I don't know. I kind of like your idea of having him turn heel. I don't understand the motivation, though. You know, maybe they've kissed and made up in the back. Who knows? But it'll be interesting to see. But I think I agree with both of you guys. I think Big Cass is going to come out the winner in that match. Next up, we've got the Cruiserweight Championship between Neville and Akira Tozawa. And, of course, Akira Tozawa is a member of Titus Brand Worldwide. Titus will be there. I think he will get involved somehow. And I think Akira Tozawa comes away from this match as the new Cruiserweight champion due to interference from Titus Worldwide.
Yeah, there's just no reason for them to have even started this angle to not push another cruiserweight champion. Nobody, it doesn't need saying, Neville is a tremendous talent, but for at this point, he's a made man in the cruiserweight division, and it's just even bigger accomplishment for Tozawa to go over in this match.
So. Just to reiterate what you just said, I think Neville he completely reinvented himself on 205
and
Live.
Did it well.
And in this character, yeah, he's great. The king of the cruiserweights is what I think he was born to do.
And I agree with y'all. I think he loses it here. And one of the main things is, if he keeps it here, you're going back old school where you really have a dominant champion, which I wouldn't mind seeing, but it's not the Vince McMahon style. And I do believe this is where he drops the title, and they got the perfect situation for him to drop it in. He could still be the dominant man, and the interference can cost him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree 100%. I think it's Tozawa coming out of that with the Cruiserweight Championship. Back over to SmackDown Live and the Women's Championship between Naomi and Natalya. Now, of course, the cloud hanging over this is Carmella. She's got the money in the bank. Do you think she gets involved, and or the returning James Ellsworth, who's freshly returned from his suspension, does he get involved in this match? I'm not so sure. Brian, Natalya has been, she's one of those competent competitors. You can always put her into a title match. She's always that threat. Naomi, to me, is another one who's this year has stepped up her game, has done very well. The whole Field of Glow gimmick, bedazzling and glowing the belt, I think is a great thing to do. I think this could be a surprisingly good match. I think it could be a sleeper match for the whole entire show. I don't think Natalya comes out of this with the title. There may be some shenanigans with Carmella, who knows, but give me your thoughts on that.
I was thinking, my original thought was that Carmella would cash in and win, but I'm kind of, because I think this may happen later on, I don't know if they're going to do two cash-ins of the Money in the Bank in one night. So I kind of look for Carmella to come out there, cause a distraction, and Naomi to pull the match out due to the distraction going the wrong way. And I believe that's how that match is going to end.
Yeah, I mean, they could do the distraction, and I agree that what I was thinking is, if anything, she would do the whole goes out there in an attempt to cash in, but never actually gets to cash in, and that is just long enough to distract for Naomi to come in and get the win. Natalya, she's been there a long time, and she in herself is, to me, an underappreciated talent, but is one that I still don't see at this point taking home the belt on this night. So, and another thing with Ellsworth was, I feel that there's going to be the distraction because there was no reason to bring him back just yet unless they had planned on doing something with him. So, I mean, with them bringing him back, you can almost guarantee that there's going to be some shenanigans.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty good match throughout, but and something else I just thought about too, with Carmella coming out, causing a distraction, could this be a vehicle for Natalya to get that title? Maybe hold it, until the next pay-per-view. Maybe Carmella cashes in on her, in a sense that it turns Natalya into a face again. A couple different scenarios they could go with that, but I think I'm going to go with my first prediction and agree that Naomi will come out of this with the champion due to some type of shenanigans with Carmella and the Money in the Bank. Moving over to the Women's Championship on Raw, you got Alexa Bliss against either Sasha Banks or Nia Jax. As we were recording this right before Monday Night Raw, they were going to wrestle to decide who goes on to face Alexa Bliss for that title. My prediction, we'll give a bonus prediction here for Raw. Personally, I think it's going to end up being both. I think we're going to end up with a triple threat or a three-way match. There's going to be some type of controversy with Nia Jax and Sasha Banks on Raw. And I believe it's going to end up being a triple threat for the title, or a three-way dance, or whatever the WWE likes to call it. I like the three-way dance better, but I think it's a triple threat match at SummerSlam. And with that, Dylan, what are your thoughts on that? Who do you think it's going to be both of them? You think one or the other is going to go on the fight Alexa Bliss? Where do you see that
happening? Most sense. Yeah, I think it makes most sense for them to they really need to utilize what women that they can, because it looks like we're going to be missing out on some of the women in this pay per view. If not, so I see them doing a three-way dance, or even possibly some way to include all of the women in this match. Now, we have seen that a lot lately, so they have to really find a better way to approach it, maybe a different type of match or stipulation, gauntlet, something. They've got to do something.
I'm kind of feeling like maybe there's been too many three-ways with the women in WWE.
Hey-o!
And,
Adam just woke up.
I'm thinking Jax finally gets her solo shot at this title, and I don't know if they don't put the title on her for a little while. I'm going to make the prediction that Jax walks away as champion.
I would not mind that. I would not mind that. I think Nia Jax is another one that has surprised me, and I could definitely see that.
Well, this was supposed to be Bayley's night. Now, of course, they're calling it an injury to the shoulder. And, you know, do you think it's a storyline? Do you think it's a legit injury?
I don't think so. I think it's smart on them to do this right now. They needed to pull her out, as a lot of people have heard, and it was reported that they really had to edit out a lot of the boos. Just people right now, they're not catching on to this gimmick, and there's nothing wrong with Bayley herself. Just this is being pushed a little too much, and it's not what fans want right now. So I think they were smart in pulling her out in whatever way, whether this is real or not. In my opinion, I don't think it's real, but I think it was smart.
This is another one of the situations with Bayley where I agree. I think they were just trying to get her out of there. I think they're trying to relook and see what they need to do. And I think this is one of the situations like with The Rock. I think all these boos, they need to let her go heel and just come out and attack the fans.
It's an interesting way to look at it. I agree with you guys. For some reason, I feel bad for her. She seems like she has a lot of tough luck. But, yeah, I kind of feel like this is some type of storyline way to get her out of that match, create more sympathy for her. I still think they see her as a future superstar.
I've got it. They're going to make the announcement on Raw that Bayley is actually the secret daughter of Mae Young.
The hand grew up.
Hey. Well, you know, she is a hugger. So
maybe it was the storyline with Mark Henry and Mae Young.
Now, here's
just chopping it, baby.
Here's something else that I'll just throw out there. I doubt this is going to be the situation.
Yes, please change this subject.
They could still turn this into a three-way by all of a sudden her arm's not as bad as they thought it was.
Well, which leads us to another thing. Does she get involved either Monday night against Sasha and Nia, or does she get involved at SummerSlam? I still think the end game is to have Sasha and Bayley have trying to recreate their one of their epic matches, whether it be at WrestleMania this year coming up. They're always highlighted in these packages for NXT. Of course, coming up with the NXT special in Brooklyn this weekend, they're going to be doing a some type of retrospective reunion of sorts for the NXT specials from Brooklyn. So, which of course features Bayley and Sasha Banks having their classic match. I still think that's the end game. Somehow, somewhere, you've got to break those two up. Now, Does Bayley come out, get involved, and possibly cost Sasha this title match, putting Nia in that match by herself?
They do the second version of the Festival of Friendship. And they have Sasha turn on Bayley.
As long as you get somebody having a painting of those two touching fingers.
I would be okay with that. I wasn't going to say fingers, but we're again trying to have a family show here, so.
And that's why we weren't talking about three ways.
Not at all. Adam, any thoughts?
Need some more Z's.
There you go. So, regardless, at the end of the night in SummerSlam, whether it's Nia Jax, Sasha Banks, or Alexa Bliss. I think Alexa's too hot right now. I think she continues her reign.
Are we speaking figuratively or literally?
Oh, about Alexa being hot?
Yes. I think that was both, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, there you're we so go. Fine. Happy birthday, Alexa. I know your birthday just passed.
I got her a suit. She would not wear it for her birthday.
Damn it. You promised me pictures too.
Yeah, birthday suit. So
I knew where you were going with that.
I didn't know, Chris. I normally have to explain a lot of things to you. So
well, it's late, but it's not that late. Back on track though, Alexa comes out of SummerSlam as the champion. Still, I think.
Okay. What do I want to happen? And. Yeah, I was still a little flustered. I was thinking about Alexa Bliss. Anyway, going on to my prediction.
But your girl Nia Jax as well, though. I know you got a thing for Miss Nia.
I really do.
What's going to happen if those two square off?
I do have a thing for Nia Jax. We were at WrestleMania this year, actually, and it was amazing. But I don't know why, but as soon as she walked out, I was like, do I have a crush on Nia Jax? And I think I do. So, but who I would like to win would be Nia Jax. Who do I think might win? I'll have to agree and say Alexa Bliss.
Brian, did we ever get your prediction?
Yeah, I predicted Jax walks away this time.
Yeah, why don't you listen, Chris?
I'm sorry, I was distracted.
What a host.
Absolutely. Okay.
He was in Bliss.
And Adam's awake again.
Adam, what match are you most looking forward to at SummerSlam?
I honestly don't even know the match card.
Oh no.
That's the wrong answer. The correct answer is Randy Orton versus Rusev.
We'll cut it in post.
Yes.
Well, that's going to be Randy Orton all day.
Is that what the voices in your head tell you?
Yeah.
All right. Randy Orton versus Rusev. This match was kind of put together a couple weeks ago. I think essentially because neither of these guys have anything to do. Randy Orton's gone beyond Jinder Mahal at this point. There through Rusev had his match with John Cena at the last pay-per-view. Oh, I can't even remember what it was called now. but it was a pretty good match. Rusev, to me, is one of these guys. Talk about underutilized and underappreciated. This man should be the main event of everything. I would love to see him go over here. I'd love to see him beat Randy Orton. I'd love it to be a squash, but you know that's not going to happen. There's going to be an RKO or out of nowhere somewhere in this match. I don't know though. I still feel like I don't know. Am I naive in thinking Rusev could come out of this as the victor?
No, I actually was going to say Rusev is going to go over in this. I do believe that it was supposed to be a while back that I even heard that Randy Orton was supposed to be making his way out, and I only think that they put the belt on him this last time to kind of give him that extra that push so that he could put other people over and it'd be believable. He had come back, he won the belt, and now that Jinder is the champion, it only made him even more of a champion by going over on someone such as Randy Orton. So I think that that's what we're going to see here is Rusev's just coming back after being gone for a lengthy amount of time, and he's going to go over on somebody that is a huge name, has been around for a good while now, and would be somebody you really do want to go over on. So I do look to see Randy Orton put over Rusev and possibly make his way out for at least a hiatus.
I really think they have to give Rusev this match. If they don't, I think they kind of hinder his career at this point. Rusev has so much talent, and they have not put him in the situations. He should have went over against John Cena, really. I know he kind of got, I think they threw him in there because they still didn't have something to do with him. Now he's up against Orton because they really don't have anything to do with him yet. But I think you got to put him over against one of these guys to keep from hindering him. You've got to push him over now. So I think they push him on over here.
I really wanted to see him come back. If you guys remember on SmackDown, he was drafted to SmackDown Live, but he was injured. He threw out a couple of video messages saying that he wasn't going to show up until he got a title match. He felt like he deserved a title match. I was really hoping he would be the one to come out and either face Randy Orton for the title before Jinder Mahal got that shot, or either, and maybe I'm getting my timeline wrong, but I was really hoping Rusev would be the guy to come out and be the champion going into SummerSlam at this point. I think he deserves it. I think he's done. He's been saddled with so many bad situations. That whole thing last year with Dolph Ziggler and was it Summer Rae? He got hooked up with, and while Lana went over to Dolph Ziggler, that whole situation was terrible. I couldn't stand that whole thing. I really don't think they should have taken Lana away from him. I think those two, they are the Savage and Elizabeth of this generation. They belong together. They're, you know, of course, naturally they're good together. They got a great chemistry, but they're perfect. They really are. And I just really think, I hope they find their way back to each other in storyline, because I think the as a power couple, and I know we hear that a lot now, of course, with the Canellas, you know, Maria Canellas and Mike Canellas, you know, talking about a power couple, and then with The Miz and Maryse, who are another couple who just never break them up.
Cena and Nikki.
What? Who?
Cena.
I can't see that.
Yeah.
And I will say, with Rusev, he can talk. But with Lana there, It took the talking over the top, and it put it where it needed to be. I think she really added the extra spice to what he is. And I do agree, I wish they'd put them back together.
It's almost like...
They will. I mean, they're only smart to do that, and I know that that's what the plan has to be. Their gimmicks just separate, just don't match up as well. And Lana, I know that they're trying right now, but it's obviously not working very well at this point, and I don't think they're going to pull the plug just yet, but I do think that they're going to give her a chance, let Rusev do his thing, and then at some point they'll bring him back together.
It's almost like the guy who, when he's got his girl with him, you know, he's got a little more, you know, he pokes his chest out a little more, he's a little more proud, and it's almost, that's how Rusev is when he has Lana by his side. It just gives him that extra it.
And you know, something to be excited about. She may get involved this weekend, and that may be how he goes over on Randy.
You know what? I wouldn't be opposed to that at all.
No, same here.
To get them back together. But yeah, I agree with you guys. I think Rusev, he needs to go over. I think he has to go over, and I think they will. I think you're about to see Randy Orton take a break, maybe until SummerSlam or the Rumble. But yeah, I think Rusev wins that match. Moving over to Raw, two other guys who are sort of directionalist at the moment, Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt. This is a situation where I feel like these two guys could have been a huge WrestleMania match. I think these
that's guys, what I wanted. I wanted them to be WrestleMania.
I really feel like you had a perfect situation. You had the Eater of Worlds against the Demon. You know, What better way to fight the Eater of Worlds than with a demon? And I think you are going to see the demon unleashed. Kind of got it teased a little bit on Raw with the lights going out and the heartbeat. I know you get excited about that, Dylan, because that's your boy. That's Finn Balor is your guy. I think we see the Demon set at SummerSlam.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm really glad you said that because, yes, it's true. I am a huge Balor fan, and this is a match that I was hoping to see at WrestleMania. Though I liked on paper Randy Orton versus Wyatt, it wasn't what I... It didn't live up to my expectations, at least. And so to see this at SummerSlam, it is the second biggest pay-per-view of the year, like you said earlier. So I am at least a little bit okay with it. But at the same time, this is one that I feel they could have waited for. Having said that, I think it's going to be great. I still think both guys put on a great match. I'm looking forward to seeing both entrances. They both are great entertainers as well as athletes. So having said that, I have to go with Balor. I have to, and I love the fact that Bray Wyatt, though I always want him to win, he knows how to be a great worker and showing his respect to the business by putting some of these guys over, and I see that happening right now. Balor, he's still kind of getting that push after coming back, so I see him almost needing this win right now so that he can get pushed back into the title picture that he lost.
Bray Wyatt almost seems to work up to his opponent's standards. I've noticed that about him. And I don't think you're going to get anything less than a really good, if not great, match at SummerSlam.
I really feel in this one, I think we may see the reappearance of the Wyatt family.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think that Wyatt goes over in this to lead up to the future matches with the Demon.
That would work, because the only other match that I really, as a huge Balor fan, wanted to see was the Demon take on the Dead Man, the Undertaker, at WrestleMania. But as we know, we will not be able to see that. This is, for me, that just below that for me. So I really want to see this go for more than one match, because this is a big deal for anybody who is a fan of either one of these guys. So I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, I can tell you. Here's going to be a bold prediction. I'm going to go a few months out. I like what Brian said. The Wyatt family comes back. Rowan and Harper, they come back. Uh-huh, you threw up the signal. So they're a formidable tag team on Raw. Of course, they're eventually going to end up having to face Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. You know? Throw those guys in there. You got Wyatt. You got Balor. The inevitable six-man tag happens. We all know where this is going. Survivor Series. You get a six-man elimination Survivor Series match, however you want to call it. They're probably not going to call it the club. But we all know what it's going to be. You're going to have Balor, Anderson, and Gallows versus Wyatt, Harper, and Rowan.
And it is going to be too sweet.
What if you did a five-man there and added, I'd say, AJ Styles and Nakamura?
All right, so who would Wyatt have on his side? I mean, that's a dream. That's a dream scenario.
That's true. I mean... That would probably be... I don't know who they could throw in on that one. That'd be the other issue. I don't know who they'd team up with the Wyatts, but maybe put Braun Strowman in there. No, I don't think they'll ever go back to that route with Braun Strowman.
But. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I like him, and I liked him when he was with the Wyatts, but yeah, that'd be a huge down step back, you know, step back for... Braun, he's become much bigger than that.
Come too far. He really has, and we'll talk about him a little later. But like we said earlier before we started this recording, you know, I think we all agree, Braun Strowman, since he left the Wyatt family and has broken out on his own.
Very impressive.
He's become one of my favorite points of the show. But, as much as I like to see Balor go over as the Demon, I really think... Somehow we get a Wyatt victory here, whether it be Wyatt family interference or not. I think Wyatt goes over to continue that feud. I think there's a lot you could do with that than just one match. All right, next up on the SummerSlam card is a gentleman you just mentioned, AJ Styles, former member of the club in Japan. He is facing off against Kevin Owens with Shane McMahon as the special guest referee. Now, these guys are great in and of themselves. Together, I don't know if they've had the great match that we expect from these two. You know, who's to say they ever will? Adding Shane McMahon to the mix really throws a little bit of a wrench into this whole thing. I'm a little torn on this. Going in, they've flipped the titles back and forth a few times in the last couple of months. Didn't really get it. I don't really get why they did that. I know there was some controversy with the finish of the last pay-per-view and all, but as it is, AJ Styles and Kevin Owens with Shane McMahon as special guest referee. Should be a great match. Brian, two of your favorite wrestlers. I know Kevin Owens to me is one of the best wrestlers, one of the best heels, and all-around guys right now. Give us your thoughts on this match. And how does Shane McMahon play into this?
Shane McMahon kind of throws a wild card in here, because I really thought with all the title changing and everything that they let AJ retain the title here. But I just have this funny feeling that Shane McMahon screws him over, maybe even gives him the double fingers, and says that was for last year.
I feel like that's what they want us to think, though, because I would think the same thing, but I feel like that's what everybody's thinking, mm-hmm. is that Shane's going to screw AJ because he's got the problem with AJ. So there's got to be a reason they put him in the match, unless it is just to throw everybody off. So I know I just interjected. So who were you looking to go over there?
I'm torn here, because I really don't think they want to just keep throwing this title around. But at the same time, I just have a feeling, and as much as I love to see AJ with this title, and I think it really fits him, I think the whole face of America Kevin Owens thing is just going too well, and they need to put that title back on him to keep this little gimmick going for a while.
Yeah, I feel like Kevin Owens is going to come out this with the title, whether it be due to Shane McMahon interference or shenanigans or not, but because I think AJ is about to move on up to either defeating or going up against maybe Jinder Mahal or whoever the champion may be at the end of the night. I still think we're headed towards eventually an AJ Nakamura fight at WrestleMania. I think that's got to be the match that they're going to build to one way or another. At least that's what I hope. Kevin Owens and AJ Styles, I think we finally get that great match from them. I hope we do. Shane McMahon, like you said, is a wild card. I really am not sure what factor he's going to play. Are they going to lead? Are they going to do something to lead to a Kevin Owens Shane McMahon match? Should be fun. I mean, that would be a fun match. Shane McMahon always brings it. Of course, Kevin Owens is Kevin Owens. I don't need to see that happen, though.
I was going to say, the bad thing is if they bring that in, they're going to do it at WrestleMania, and it puts Kevin Owens in the same spot AJ was last year. It's a good match. It's fun. But you deserve a little bit better.
Yeah, not only that, it was like they did the match with him and AJ, but it almost seemed like they put that together so that they could give AJ something to do.
Wrestling a McMahon at WrestleMania, that just shows you that they have confidence in AJ Styles.
Yeah.
You know, as a fan looking at it, though, I see what you're saying, in that, you know, it doesn't seem like he, you know, should be there, should have more.
Yeah, and Kevin Owens especially, if we just saw this match with AJ last year, to see it again with someone else, I don't think you're going to make it, you know, any more appealing than it was last year. The feud that led up to that was what really made the match in general. Shane McMahon can always bring it, so that's, you know, there's no question there. But as far as just the matchup, I don't really see it going that way. I feel like it'd be a waste of Kevin Owens' talent. Shane McMahon, as great as he is, and as great as matches that he has put on, I just don't see it going that way. Prediction. I gotta agree. I gotta say Kevin Owens takes it. The America thing. It can't be dead just yet.
And I agree with both of you guys. I think Kevin Owens walks out with the United States title. I think he does the. I don't know if he's gonna do an open challenge. I'm not sure where he goes from there. But another factor with all this too is that there's talk of another superstar shakeup, another roster shift. With that, and as much as I hate to say it, I think AJ was able to escape Raw the last time. I'm not sure he's going to be able to escape it this time. So I don't think he has a title. I think that opens up the door that if they do a superstar shakeup in the next month or so, I think it gives AJ an opportunity to go over to Raw. So my official prediction is Kevin Owens walks out with the United States title as well. John Cena versus Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin is the guy we've talked about before. We both think, like Braun Strowman, he's one of the most improved guys on the either roster in the last year. I think he's a guy that he's not. I don't think he's there yet. He's not ready yet. Him carrying the Money in the Bank, I think is good for him. It lets him flirt with the main event a little bit and gets him in that space. But I don't think he's there right yet. But wrestling John Cena is going to be interesting to see. Now, he had a good little dueling promo with him last week on SmackDown. How does he handle the pressure of actually stepping into the ring with John Cena at SummerSlam? I think we're going to find out a lot during that match. Brian, I'll let you go first here. John Cena and Baron Corbin.
I have a feeling, as much as I'd say they should probably put Baron Corbin over John Cena here, I don't see them taking this big event, especially if John Cena's kind of, dwindling down. I think they let him take the SummerSlam match. I kind of have a funny feeling that John Cena takes this match.
Yeah, and it only feels that way to me. I agree, not for those reasons, but because we just saw, and John Cena, he's not the Super Cena anymore. They've kind of dropped that in a way, but he's been recently, like we just saw him put over Shinsuke. I don't see him taking another loss just this soon to Baron Corbin, although it would be doing Baron Corbin's career great justice. Them using a SummerSlam, I think, would only it wouldn't push Baron the right way. It almost would seem forced, and so I it's not a surprise to most fans of my show. I am a Cena fan, and not just because of that, but because of what I just said, I do think Cena's going to go over as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to be clean or not, but I don't know if there's even going to be a decision in this match. I think the way they've started building this match, with them brawling, with them busting up the tables at ringside, I for some reason I feel like we're going to get some type of maybe a count out, maybe a double disqualification. I don't see this match having a clean finish. I think it would give them an opportunity to continue that. I know there's the speculation that Baron Corbin will cash in at the end of the night. We'll move into that match in just a second. But I just don't see there being a clean finish in this match.
And one thing on that, there's always the long shot that right this week that John Cena gets Baron Corbin to agree to put up the Money in the Bank for their match, and John Cena leaves as champion over Jinder Mahal at the end of the night. Sorry.
Actually, I thought he said Austin 316. Oh, hell yeah. You guys have to be here for this. Brian's got a clock who every hour, instead of chiming, gives out some type of a Catholic verse or inspiration. and that was the gods was talking. We're talking to us at the moment, and I guess God's not happy that we don't think John Cena could come out, or not happy with me. I guess I don't know, but anyway,
next.
Let's move on to the SmackDown Live champion, the WWE Championship. It's going to be Jinder Mahal facing Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, I love Shinsuke Nakamura. You love Shinsuke Nakamura. Everybody loves Shinsuke Nakamura. Jinder Mahal, he's grown on me. He really has. He's done everything he could do with this push. I think he's done a great job with it. And I just don't see... Nobody saw this coming, actually. Nobody saw this coming at all.
Except for me. Like I said, I saw this a long time coming. When Jinder Mahal walked into the WWE, I said, that guy is going to be... he was the one member of the band I said was going to be WWE champion.
yeah, Jinder Mahal, this should be... I don't even know what to say. I can't see it being a great match, honestly. As great as Shinsuke Nakamura is, I can't see
my
it being...
My thing is, Jinder has like 5 moves, and 3 of them are elbows. So, it's like, he's got... His mic game is great.
He's got 5 moves, 3 elbows and 2 Singh brothers.
Yes, exactly. If one of them doesn't get thrown through a table, we will see a still mediocre match. No, Nakamura knows how to bring it. That's why he's the artist. He knows how to do, and he knows how to put people over, and that's what I see happening. Nakamura is going to sadly put over Jinder, but I see it being by way of the Singh brothers. There's no way that they let Nakamura lose clean to Jinder. That would be such a disservice to Nakamura as the technician that he is.
I actually think Nakamura comes over in this one. I think it's set up for him to win this. And I really feel that here's where Corbin comes in, cashes in. Corbin walks away with the title. I don't think they were completely done with Corbin and Nakamura yet.
And that's the hot prediction right now. That's what a lot of people are talking about. I think because of that, I think they're going to swerve us, switch it, however you want to say it. I don't think we're going to get what everybody's expecting. I'd love to see Nakamura with a title. It's one of those things, seeing Nakamura with the WWE Championship, this one would be one of those surreal visions to have.
You both got me. I had read that, and we got all the AJ Willie over here.
it's the AJ scenario when we saw AJ with that title.
Oh God, it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. It was absolutely fabulous, and seeing Nakamura with a WWE championship would be great to see. Is it going to happen this Sunday night at SummerSlam? I don't know. Dylan, what do you think? Before I get my prediction, I'll let you tell me.
If Nakamura holds the belt in his hands, it will only be in the sense, in the way that Brian just said. There's no way that we see that just yet. And for him to win it from Jinder Mahal would still, in a sense, to me at least personally, be a disservice to Nakamura. Nakamura, if he's going to win that belt, it needs to be over AJ at WrestleMania.
That would be an ideal scenario.
Beautiful.
It would be beautiful.
I'll cry, and I'll run in there, and I'll get tackled by whoever. They'll have, you know, at least 5 linebackers from NFL this year.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, Gronk will be back, but I can't see Nakamura walking out of SummerSlam with the title, whether he wins it or not, maybe. But I don't think they cash in either. I think somehow Jinder Mahal, it's not going to go on last. That match is not going to go on last. So you can afford to have Jinder escape with a title, with the title here, and have Nakamura still get the moral victory, whatever the case may be. But it should be interesting. They've got several different ways they can go with that, but I just don't see it happening for Nakamura just yet. Which brings us to our main event. You've got a fatal four-way for the WWE Universal title from Raw. You've got Samoa Joe versus Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar.
Oh, we just peaked levels right there, folks. Oh, man.
We talked about this earlier, how much improved Braun Strowman is. Of course, we all know how great Samoa Joe is. Roman Reigns, say what you will about the guy, but he always brings it in big matches. I don't think he's failed to have a really good match during his run, as far as main events goes. And Brock Lesnar's Brock Lesnar. I mean, we're going to see Suplex City. There's really a lot of ways they could go with this match. I'm looking forward to it. I think this is probably going to end up being the match of the night. Do we see John Jones show up?
That's what I was thinking. They reported that John Jones may be there to watch Brock Lesnar. And I say, because they're pushing this UFC angle, this is my prediction. I'm throwing it out there. Braun Strowman goes over with the belt. Brock Lesnar leaves to fight John Jones.
My prediction is similar, except I see Samoa Joe leaving with the championship, leading to the full-on feud between him, Roman Reigns, for the title.
And I can see that happening. When John Jones called out Brock Lesnar a couple weeks ago after beating Daniel Cormier, that was a shock. I was kind of surprised that it happened. I hadn't heard about the rumor leading up to that. But Brock Lesnar, of course, responded, which made it a possibility. Now, Lesnar still has 6 months to go before he can actually fight anybody due to the USADA suspension that he's serving. For a failed drug test last year. So there's some time. I don't know, man. Does John Jones show up? Maybe. John Jones is from New York. It'd be an easy thing for them to put him in the audience, at least to watch the match. I don't think he'll get involved. I'd love to see Samoa Joe come out of this for the title. I think that would be fantastic. And setting up the Fatal 4-Way is a perfect way to get the belt off of Lesnar without having him lose.
Like we were talking about, that's how they did it last time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do understand that, you know, there's talk that if him and Jones meet, that there won't be a drug test.
Really? Are they going to be fighting in Rio de Janeiro?
There you go. Wave it.
Yeah, they're going to Japan and fight for they're rebuilding Pride. They're going to bring back Pride fighting championship.
Sponsored by Juicy Juice
and Coca-Cola.
Oh God,
those are not plugs. This is not free advertisement.
Just do not let John Jones drive to the arena.
He's calling you out, John Jones.
I hate John Jones.
Chris Bragg, I will give you his address later.
John Jones, if you want a piece of me, you're going to have to go through Adam, Brian, and Dylan first.
If he's got a car, it's no problem.
Oh, man. This
Dana
show,
White, please set this up.
This show is quickly going off the rails. We're almost done. Let's hold it together. Now, this should be a really good match. Paul Heyman threw down the gauntlet, said if Brock Lesnar loses, they are leaving the WWE. I think that's what happens. I think they're going to set up a fight between Brock Lesnar and John Jones. It's too big not to happen at this point. Do I like the idea of it? Not really. Being a big UFC fan, of course, you can check out our thoughts on the UFC and boxing on the Ultimate Fight Show, which is another show I do with Larry Cassano. Cheap plug. Cheap pop.
It's a great show.
I'm putting a finger up, but it's not my thumb, so I just wanted to let you guys know that.
He's saying that the Ultimate Fight Show is number one. That's exactly what he's saying.
Looked like number 11.
Hey, well, hey, that's better than what Les cast down.
Cheap plug.
Yes. But no, I like your prediction. I like Samoa Joe coming out of this with the title. I like the idea of... but see, here's my only thing. Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman's played out. So if you go with Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe, where does that leave Braun Strowman? What does he do?
Well, really, there's... I think you bring something else here. I mean, there's a lot of people he can go against still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're ready to put the title on him. I feel they're trying to build that next dominant beast, the next Kane, if you will. And
is it too early to predict that Braun Strowman wins the Royal Rumble?
That I wouldn't put it past. Because I think by WrestleMania, he would probably be ready to be.
Or we could see David versus Goliath and Balor versus Strowman.
That could.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah,
that to me would be the perfect WrestleMania.
I think Braun Strowman is there now. Here's something else to think about, too. We mentioned this earlier, and I'll talk about this. I'm going to bring this up in just a minute. Because
bring it up now.
Well, it's a match that hasn't officially been announced, but the idea is that you're going to see Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose challenge for the tag team titles against Sheamus and Cesaro.
Mm.
That match has not officially been announced at press time. So, Samoa Joe goes on to win the title. Braun Strowman goes on to challenge Samoa Joe over the next couple of months. What does that leave Roman Reigns?
How about
you know where I'm going?
They fire him.
They wouldn't do that.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was fantasy.
His hair is too good. Yeah.
Then the only thing left there is who do you throw in there for a six-man? Unless the New Day turn heel.
Did they get drafted back to Raw?
There's a draft going. It could be drafted the other way.
We know they don't think this far in ahead. There's 30 riders and only three of them can read.
And they haven't even looked at the card. We're doing more. They're going to listen to our show here tonight and book SummerSlam based on that. They don't even know what the card's going to be.
Yeah, this has been copyrighted Vince Russo.
But, I'm a little torn here. I think Brock Lesnar does lose the title here. I think Samoa Joe comes out of this with the title. I think that's a good move for them. I think Samoa Joe has just killed it the last few months. He has just really come out. He's become the superstar that we've all thought he could be for a long time. He really has been the man. So I think Samoa Joe comes out of this with the Universal title. Who he goes on to fight against next month or two, does he get maybe a... is it another triple threat between the three of them? Does somebody else step up? Do we get a replay of Samoa Joe and Finn Balor? A few different directions they could go with that. Let me ask you this. Who has the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view in October? Is it Raw or SmackDown?
Raw.
Is it Raw?
I do believe so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like if that's the case, then I feel like you're going to have the definitive final chapter between Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman at Hell in a Cell. I think that's got to happen. That's got to be probably got to be the main event of that match, which leaves Samoa Joe to wrestle somebody for the Universal title on that card.
Mm.
Any predictions on who that might be? Does Lesnar come back for one more match?
I don't believe so. I don't think they'd bring him back with him saying he's going to leave. I think if he leaves, it's because he's fully training to face Jon Jones. So why not even somebody like Bray Wyatt?
I know who it's going to be.
I am the Shockmaster.
And there it is.
Hey, you know, it is.
You heard it here first, folks.
It's been in front of us the whole time. I've got a wild and crazy scenario. You get that title match, tag team title match between Brock Lesnar, I'm sorry, between Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose against Sheamus and Cesaro. Sheamus and Cesaro lose the match. They get broken up.
Yeah.
Cesaro goes on to challenge Samoa Joe. Would that not be a dream match?
That would.
I've seen that match when they were both on the indies and it was
Ring of Honor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more scenario. AJ comes over in the draft.
Well, see, and that's
Samoa Joe.
That's a wild card there because you've got, you know, that impending superstar shakeup again. So things could change, but I think ultimately we all agree Samoa Joe is going to walk out. No, what did you say, Dylan? Soon.
I predicted the Shockmaster.
Was going to
first. You said Braun, though.
Yes, yeah. Braun.
Brawny.
I think old Brawny Mick Strowman is gonna. It's hard to say, you know. Really, that's who I think that they were building for. But at the same time, it's like Braun Strowman still has some stuff to go before they can put a belt on.
But I will say this: much like Rusev, Braun Strowman, like on Instagram, is hilarious. He's a legit funny guy.
Well, he started out as one of the, what is it, the wildflowers, the little, the whatever people for Adam Rose.
Oh, he was one of those guys.
Didn't realize that.
So he had a sense of humor then.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing to look at with Braun Strowman is if the WWE likes him, maybe they should put a belt on him.
Was that a Beyonce reference?
I think it was.
Wow. It took me a second. If it took you guys a second, you're not alone.
And ladies, he's single.
Oh, if you like it, put a ring on it.
Wow. Adam.
No rings on this one.
Do you have anything to add to that?
No, he doesn't know anything about rings. He's got an Eagle shirt on.
Oh! As Brian holds up the Steelers pillow that he snuggles up with every night.
That's why I call them the Steelers, because they steal their rings. They can't win them.
Hey, now, come on. That was pretty weak.
Oh.
That was a tired comeback.
Yeah. Yeah, Adam's been asleep with his eyes open. I've looked over a couple times, and his eyes have been open. I'm not sure if he's been with us, though.
Yeah. I mean, that comment was as weak as his team last year.
Yeah. Although, did y'all see Colin Cowherd actually predict the Eagles would win the East?
Oh, guys, stop. This is a WWE SummerSlam prediction show. Let's go ahead. Let's put a bow on this thing. You guys have been tuning in for this craziness, and it's time. We have put in our predictions. I'm going to leave this up to Chris to go ahead and wrap
this
thing
up. But wait, there's more.
If you ordered one.
So, do we see on the card, whether it's pre-show, do we see Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins challenge for tag team titles?
I do believe we do.
Is that going to be official? And do we agree that Ambrose and Rollins are going to win those titles?
Is Brian going to sleep alone tonight?
Yes! 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 The other little story that's been brewing that they've built the last couple of weeks is Kurt Angle's son, Jason Jordan.
You can't say that like it's serious.
We would be remiss if we don't mention Jason Jordan against The Miz. Miz has nothing to do right now. Looks like you're setting up a feud with Jason Jordan.
Why didn't they set up LeVar Ball versus The Miz?
Oh, my God.
We're not going to get into that?
Listen, I tell you what, LeVar Ball, say what you will about him, but he's made a name for himself. He got his son drafted by the Lakers, which is exactly what they wanted to do. And now, you know, he's going to have to prove it on the court. I don't think he'll be wearing the Big Baller brand, but whatever.
Well, in that match,
do you want to turn this into an NBA basketball conversation?
No. I was just going to quote LeVar Ball's famous son. Oh, all right.
I believe.
I don't want you to bring that on my show.
I believe the Miz and Jordan.
Thank you, Brian.
I believe the Miz and Jordan wind up being on the pre-show.
I agree. I'm still recovering. Okay.
I came to
best segment this year.
Yes. Oh my God, that was horrible. Look it up on YouTube. There's got to be an edited version if you're not sure what we're talking about. The Miz hosted LeVar Ball, Melo Ball, and I don't even know his other son's name. But anyway, there was a
couple balls, and I don't know, was his other son named Richard?
Could have been. I don't know, but yeah, there was a very derogatory term leaked over the air.
Twice.
Yes. Beat his ass. Yeah. Regardless, it was a total abomination of a segment, sort of like the show has become. But I don't know. Is there anything? I don't think there's any other matches that could that have been building. Are we finally going to find out who's been behind the Breezango thing? I think we said that
I'm telling you guys.
It's New Day.
No.
You say it's the Usos.
It's my prediction for everything you asked. It is the Shockmaster.
Shockmaster.
Okay. It's always been the Shockmaster. All
right.
You've heard it here.
Now, is Ole Anderson going to come back and do the voiceover again?
He might, but if we don't see that glittery Stormtrooper helmet, I will throw a fit.
Somebody's got one somewhere.
I will bust through a wall in a mall.
But that's a fashion violation.
No, it's glittery.
To the fashion police.
It's glittery.
So we're predicting the return of Shockmaster.
Yes.
From the grave.
You heard it.
You know, one person in WWE currently who could really pull off the Shockmaster.
Braun
Strowman.
That would be hilarious.
My God.
No, you can't just say by God. You got, by God!
I said my God.
My God.
My God. Somebody stop the damn show.
That man's got children.
You know, so yeah, final thoughts on SummerSlam. Brian, give us your final thoughts on SummerSlam.
With me, I think this is going to be another great SummerSlam. I think, once again, it will really show that as far as a wrestling pay-per-view, it usually has the best quality wrestling. The WrestleMania is usually the star show. This one's usually the better wrestling show.
Me?
Go ahead. Chris is unless you're waiting on Adam to say something.
Well, we're going to have to wake him back up. My prediction, my final thoughts on SummerSlam, bring back the Broken Hardys. Gosh darn it, bring them back. That's what I've got to say.
Are we going to see them?
I think this is going to be the big show to do it because they dropped them off of TV the last couple weeks. We've seen everything they could possibly do to do this. I don't know and I don't care what Impact and Anthem and Al and Mr. Owl and the whole Tootsie Pop universe has to say about it. The Broken Hardys have got to come back. And it'll be glorious. Yes.
That would be definitely fun to see in the WWF. I'm sorry. What the hell did I say?
He just said WWF.
You're going to get sued.
You know, wow. I've seen a lot of infomercials lately.
Is it time for you to go to bed?
It may be. Yeah, I've seen a lot of infomercials lately on early morning TV, you know, between Scrubs and That 70s Show and some of these other infomercials that play by the WWF.
Who? Go back in time about 10 years.
Yeah. But yeah, there are a lot of animals out there that need help. You know, if you donate $20 a month to the WWF,
It all goes to Braun Strowman's beer fund.
Yeah. You got to pay for the
Shockmaster. That was an animal.
You got to pay for the Shockmaster somehow.
Yes.
You know how much it would take to reanimate him?
I think the Braves...
We have the technology.
I think the Braves should really try to sign Braun Strowman. Did you see what he pitched that chair last week?
It was a perfect strike.
It was. To Roman Reigns' head.
Yes.
But SummerSlam, I think... I agree with Brian. It's always a great show. It seems like it's always a better show overall than WrestleMania. At least it has been the last few years. I'm really looking forward to it. A lot of great matches up and down the card. And what's fun is there's a lot of these matches that really could go either way. You can't really easily predict what's going to happen. Which, to me, it kind of adds intrigue to the entire show. I don't like going in really knowing what's going to happen. So, looking forward to SummerSlam. Really excited for it. I don't think we're all going to be together hanging out, watching the show together. If you go to the Facebook page of Brag Out Loud, go like the Facebook page for Lay Off the Cast Down. Check us out. Check Brag Out Loud out on Instagram and Twitter. There may be some pictures. If we're able to do it, I may post some pictures from that evening of watching SummerSlam.
I'll sign a release.
Will you? I'm glad you will. Just please, none of those pictures you were showing us earlier, okay?
And as far as the show is, the time is up, the time is now.
And on that note, Adam, you have anything else to say? We appreciate you joining us tonight.
Yeah. Wrestling.
I could have said it better ourselves. For Adam Odom, for Brian Willey, for Dylan Odom, and for Lay Off the Cast Down, my name is Chris Bragg. This has been Bragg Out Loud SummerSlam 2017 preview special. I hope you enjoy the show as much as we're going to. And you got anything else to say to close this thing out?
Extremely anticlimactic, Chris.
It was.
This has been Bragg Out Loud 2017 SummerSlam preview special. My name is Dylan, also known as the Cosmic Kid, also known as Nova. This is Chris Bragg. This is Brian the Willy Man Willy. This is Adam Odom, and we hope you guys have enjoyed this. Have a good evening, rest of the day, wherever you're at. Have a good one.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's the way we like it.
See ya.